Whoa.
Whoa. Whoa. What the hell up for? Y'all ain't been talking about that.
Nah, I like it. I like
no, no, no. We love it.
Nah.
It's just, we don't talk about that here. So continue. Kilo is what
this is back in the day in my time when I was doing dirty fucking shit.
Right. I like it.
Y'all shit is called dirty water.
Dirty? Yeah. Give me the dirty.
I'm gonna give
you some dirty shit.
Podcast.
Yeah, man, yeah, fuck up, bro. Man, turn that shit off. It's cold.
Now it's cold. Now I'm cold.
Yeah.
I'm going straight to fuck on me. Sweater like Santa Claus, but I'm still cold.
I'm blue.
It's cold.
I'm a Crip today. I'm a blue, shiny Eminem Crip.
Do they make blue M&M's?
Yes, you
they
idiot.
They don't make blue M&M's.
This motherfucker.
Yes, they do, you dumbass.
This is, you see, God. This nigga. They don't, you don't eat M&M's. Shut
I
up.
Don't.
That's,
I don't.
That's why you shouldn't comment on stuff.
I don't. You I don't eat M&M's. I don't want.
You eat Skittles that filled with bacon gelatin.
I bet you eat M&M's with the nuts in them, don't you? Motherfucker.
With the peanuts?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah. But I don't say it like that.
The
I
blue
just say
M&M nut. Yeah, I know.
You
I know
said,
exactly what the fuck.
You a freaky
doing.
Man.
You different, bro.
Let me get M&M's nuts.
Don't worry, no,
I say the peanuts. All kind of nuts, you fucking nut.
Let me get this shit started. I ain't fucking with you, man. Fuck out of here. Oh,
I like nuts. Fucking nuts.
Fuck up, Moses. All right, Mo. It's big on the 12 of you. Up and I shake the room.
Shrooms.
On the other line, it's a fake time saying nigga on the news. We about to shake in this bitch. Shake, frosted flick on the wrist. The gang ain't playing this shit. In New York, I got a shake in this bitch. Shake, 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 shake. Shake it up. Peel back your toothpaste. Peel it back. Money, move to conversate.
Money.
Put them up on the plate.
Put them up.
Baby shaking in the waist.
She shake.
Hit the flashlight to see her face.
Flash.
And she looking like a snack.
Cute.
Birkin bag on the way.
Wider.
Up and I shake the room. I pop a bird feel amazing. Straight handy, no chaser, huh? Niggas be talking hot till they get burned. I don't fuck with niggas cause these niggas be shun. Little niggas stay in your place, wait for your turn. Respect ain't given, nigga it's earned. In the Bugatti 5719, who push gas? Flag in the air, hold on. Ref. In that life, Ferrari can't rent this.
Nah.
With a brown little thing, Reese's. Steven Victor in the pista. Dior got no creases.
All gallery.
6.1 for the painting. George condos. Cost more than your condo.
Wait. I'm gonna shake the room.
I shake the room. Wait. Swerve.
up, man? You good? What's up, man? Everybody good around this motherfucker, man? Jesus Christ. Get the AC pumping. It's hot. Jesus Christ. What's going on?
You hot.
What's up, Moses? Don't start your shit, Moses. Don't start your bullshit, Moses.
Now you hot.
Don't start your bullshit, Moses.
You a hot boy, huh?
I'm
just a hot boy summer. Huh? You a little hot boy? Hot boy summer?
Hot boy summer is coming, isn't it?
You little thot.
No. I'm not saying nothing like that. I just know hot boy summer is coming. I don't know if the hot boys or the hot girls, I don't know who's up right now. Who's up? Yeah, I don't know. Don't worry about it, man. This is Dirty Water Podcast. I'm Lexington.
Moses.
Dave B.
Shout out to everybody be fucking with us. This is episode 129 out this motherfucker.
29.
Eastside Fayetteville, what up? Shout out to everybody in motherfucking North Carolina, Charlotte, Raleigh. Motherfucker, South Carolina, fuck with us. I mean, everywhere. New York. Yo, Dave, you must got niggas listen to us in NY or something.
They doing their job.
It's up. I ain't gonna lie. It's up a little bit.
Keep it up.
It's up a little bit.
914, what up?
It's Charlotte pumping, though.
Nah, shout out to Charlotte, man.
Charlotte's pumping off folks. Shout.
CJ, what up?
Raleigh, too. Raleigh's pumping.
Courtney, what up?
There you go. I like the energy. I like where we at today.
Fayetteville, like what up?
East side. All sides are real shit, but nah, east side for real. Fuck cancer. Rest in peace, Daytoria. Rest in peace, Marco. Rest in peace, OG. Out this motherfucker. Now let's get this shit going, man. So I'm going to just go ahead and get straight to the point. I don't fuck with cats.
Why?
I'm getting straight to the fucking point.
We know cat. You. Yeah, you scared of pussy.
Because cats stingy with their pussy.
Whoa.
You know what's coming, though.
Cats stingy with their pussy. That's why you don't like cats.
I'm scared of the pussy. Yeah.
Look at that cat. They ain't giving nothing to pussy. I don't like it.
The pussy ain't never hurt nobody. Well, nah.
This is not where I was going with it. And Dave, hurt. Yes, pussy can hurt you. Yeah. I don't know
I'm
what
definitely
you're talking
been hurt
about.
By some pussy before. Mm. That's for sure.
Nigga, mad as shit. Fuck that pussy. Get out of here.
I was only hurt for about a week, though. You know what I mean? That's a week of medication.
Why man. You don't like cats? Be tearing up your curtains and shit?
Week of medication. Nah, there's some bullshit that happened here in my mom's crib and shit, man. My mom hits me up. I'm minding my business. It's my kid-free little Saturday. I'm unbothered. Lex, I need you to get over here. I need you to get over here fast. There's a cat in the ventilation system, you know, like where you put your air filter and shit, you know, as the air flows in your house and shit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fucking cat, kitten, whatever the fuck it is stuck in there, meowing like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Get over here. I need your help. I'm like, Ma, like, call animal control. I call animal control. They saying since the cat is not inside of the house, there's nothing they can really do about it. Ma, it's my kid free Saturday. I don't want to do anything. I just want to mind my business. Now you want me to worry about a fucking cat.
Yeah.
But it's my mother. I love her and I got to do what the fuck I got to do.
You're her kid. I don't give a fuck about your kid free Saturday.
That's fucked up, Dave. Bitch. Mind your business. Right? So, cool. I get all the way out here. So, mind you, I don't fuck with cats at all. Like, I hate cats.
I'll be back, Trina.
What's the fear of pussy? Name. Look,
I was scarred. I was scarred as
look,
a kid.
Wait, hold up. Shut up. Nigga.
I was scarred as a kid, Dave.
Look that up for us, Courtney. The fear of pussy. What's the name of the fear of cats?
Pussy. Wouldn't it be pussy? But that's not me. Relax, Dave. The fuck is you talking
about?
I'm
gonna look it up.
Don't worry about it. So listen.
I might not be able to pronounce it, but I'm gonna look it up.
Catnip. It's not so funny.
Shout out to clearing your browser history, too. Something just scared me popping up on here.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot what I was watching earlier.
Yeah, dirty porn. It's dirty, dirty time.
Mr. Nuts.
Mr. Nasty.
So Dave, you
time.
Watching the midget porn, too?
Not midget porn.
Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong with midget porn. They got asses.
So, nah, real shit, though. I don't fuck with cats. So, I'm not really trying to grab a cat.
Gatophobia.
What is it, Dave? Say it again, bro.
Gatophobia.
Fear of the pussy. Fear of pussy.
There you go.
That's not me, but This fucking cat, like, I was scarred as a kid, bro.
I feel like that's you.
Like, as a kid, like, I my cousin fucked around and caught a cat off the street and shit, and I stayed a night with him.
First
and everything.
Of all,
hold on.
Cats off the street is never good, though.
So I'm not scarred.
What are you talking about? Cats,
what do you say it's called? Scared of pussy?
Gatophobia.
Gatophobia over here. You was scared
as
of the pussy.
As a kid, when I was living in New York.
Oh, cats.
One of our cousins, right. Dave, grabbed a cat off the street. Little kitten, whatever. You know what I mean?
Man.
I ain't gonna lie. A little cute motherfucker. I can't even lie.
They usually cheapest off the street.
Got it right. So.
You didn't pay.
But this little motherfucker wouldn't stop bothering me when I wanted to stay the night and chill with cuz. Like, you know what I mean? I'm sleeping and he wants to try to, like, nibble on my feet and shit, or scratch at my feet, or scratch at my side, or, nigga, I'm trying to sleep.
That's usually
his buddy.
Extra.
You was his buddy.
You usually got to pay extra for that. Yeah.
You was his buddy, and your feet was rough, so he just thought it was a play toy.
My feet was rough as a kid. All yeah. Right, whatever. So
you remember, your feet was rough.
And nigga, feet look like this.
When I wake up, when I wake up the next day, my nigga.
Your feet like the Flintstones and
shit. Listen, bro. When I wake up the next day, the cat wants to follow me when I'm walking around the spot.
It fuck with you.
It wants to jump at me. It wants to at me. I fucking hate cats.
What'd he do to you?
I'm not showing you again.
But
man,
I'm just saying.
I'm just letting you know.
It's like some shit.
I hate these motherfuckers,
it's like
man.
Some shit in Egypt. Cats was the shit.
Who?
So,
Egypt?
Yeah, it might have just followed you because you a king. Stupid. You
so
kicking
what,
the cat.
What happened?
So the cat that's is in the ventilation system. I'm like, yo, ma, fuck this. Animal control could kiss ass. She was like, well, they were saying that, you know, I can give you a company and they can come out there and take care of it, but you have to pay. See, that's my problem right there. I'm willing to do that because I'm not grabbing a fucking cat. Fuck the cat. He might scratch me. Oh, it might get rabies. I don't know what's going on. It's cash off the street. We on the east side. That's not like we know on the east side. It should be foul. So,
pussy. Yeah.
Anyway.
Jesus name.
Yo, shout out to CJ. So CJ comes through. He's like, yo, I do it. I take care of it.
I knew CJ would
CJ, I take care of it. I got big muscles. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, cool, nigga. Pull up.
He took his shirt off?
He didn't take his shirt off. I didn't want him to. He tried to. I didn't want him to.
Yeah, like, come on, CJ.
Yeah, I'm like, you don't have to do all that, bro. So,
let me get in here.
So, we let the fucking cat out. This nigga comes out. We let him out on the back porch. Now he just wants to run around. Not to mention, you know, my mother got a dog. I'm like, yo, ma, just sit the fucking dog on him. She said, I'm not letting my dog on that cat. I said, yo, what's the point of having dogs if you ain't going to use them?
Right, there we go.
Like, what are we doing around here? You got this big-ass German Shepherd. It looked like it's hungry a little bit. Fuck that little kitten. But yeah, she ain't want to do that. I let CJ handle his business. The cat went out on the back porch. We had a little box.
Wait, first of all, don't try to zoom past that. You let CJ handle his business. This nigga got the fucking bad of it. It was a kitten, too, wasn't it? It was a kitten. Let's be clear. It wasn't a full-blown cat. It was a kitten.
I'm scared to death.
All right, well, listen. I didn't know if it was a full-blown cat or a kitten until we let it out of the vent.
But you still let CJ handle it.
Oh, I mean, kind of. He already had a towel. Gotcha. He was already ready because that was his job at the moment. And then when it came out, I was like, oh, now give me the food. I'll feed him into the box. Gotcha. You know what I'm saying? I'll feed him into the box. So, you know, he ran around a little bit on the back porch.
Your mother ain't even need you there. She should have just called CJ. She called you for
it. I mean, listen, I'm just letting you know what happened. Jesus. I don't fuck with cats, but I know it's a lot of people that don't fuck with cats neither. Mm-hmm. I'm not a catty ass nigga. I hate cats, nigga. Give me a dog. I have a dog running around, man.
We love dogs.
So y'all fuck with cats. Y'all cool with cats.
I ain't got no problem
with cats. Y'all haven't seen videos where cats be fucking attacking people and jumping at them? And I've watched those type of videos, bro.
All animals attack animals, you know what I mean? Attack people. I've seen a lot more dog videos than cat videos.
You don't see what them people be doing to them cats. Them cat part be like, I'm going to whoop your ass one day, nigga. I got you.
Child City cats.
You know what I'm saying? You say nothing. Like that bum that came to your window, that was a cat. So
I wanted to shoot the cat too. And then CJ said, why would you do something stupid like that? Now you got a dead cat stuck in the ventilation system and it's gonna stink up the whole house.
Right.
I was like, you know what, you're right, CJ.
I'm tired right. of you. You don't hate cats, huh? And the alley cats and the hood rats. And the gnat gnats.
Gatophobia. I think we're going to name the episode that. Right. And then CJ just ain't shit no more. Then I was like, yo, CJ, appreciate that. You know what I mean? We'll figure out something, you know? You want some food? Oh, I ain't asked for no food. Your mom don't got to cook for me. Nothing like that. Yeah, I know you fat ass nigga that need 4,000 calories a day. I know. I know. But cool. So I get to the studio today. Come do episode 129 because you know how we like to do every week. I'm in here vibing out. You know what I'm saying? Isley Brothers. You know what I mean? Just singing my little life away. Here comes CJ walking in the studio. Damn, where the food at, nigga?
Yo. He said your mother don't have to cook. He expected you to get some food.
Yeah.
But I looked at this nigga like,
I asked you.
Bro, all right. How are you doing today? How's your life today? Nah, what's going on with you?
Fuck all that.
Like,
I just saw you CJ. Yesterday, and you ain't do nothing.
That nigga's a wrestler.
I caught they cat from CJ. You know what I mean? I caught they cat, and you talking about, yeah. Listen, where the food at? You know what I mean?
Nigga's a wrestler. Where the food at?
For cooking for us. It was,
I couldn't get a hello when he walked in the studio. The first thing the nigga said,
you know, nigga, where the food is
at? Nigga, you was the one that said you ain't even want nobody to cook for you. You ain't want nothing.
Nah. He say your mother. I'm talking about you, nigga.
When he got the collar shirts on, he cool. But like when he got them T-shirts, like rip-up shirts, watch out.
He had the rippable shirt on.
Yeah, he had the rippable shirt on. That's shirt. Why he was like, all right, get the cat. Right. You're not the Hulk. Stop.
It's wild, man.
You're going to choke somebody.
Shout out to you cat lovers. I don't fuck with the cats. Not even the black ones that want to walk across. None of that shit. And I ain't even superstitious. I hate all of that shit, nigga. I hate all of that shit. So, yo, Bow Wow said,
I hate cats. Shut up.
I do, bro. You love cats. You a catty nigga. It's cool.
Gotta love the pussy. You like dogs. Doggy dog world.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Bow Wow.
I ain't saying nothing bad.
Bow Wow said JD didn't make him.
I thought he said he wished he wanted to sign with JD.
And he said he didn't make him. He said he didn't go through no artist development. He didn't need none of that shit. He wasn't crisscross. He wasn't none of that shit.
Crisscross fucked up right now.
I mean,
he can't jump for shit.
Bow Wow drunk again, huh?
Yeah. Is that what it is, Dave?
I don't know.
I feel like
he know damn well.
I feel like people.
I'm like, nigga, you had to have the sound from JD.
Yeah, he know damn well his early years. Like, his early years was orchestrated and shit by JD. So I don't know. I don't know what he on, but you know, Bow Wow be tripping every once in a while. I don't know why y'all niggas he on that way. I see you looking at you. Give me.
Wait, he Pyru.
He Pyru. See, yeah, sometimes he Pyru.
He Pyru. And you know how that
ain't
is.
Ain't no telling what that nigga about.
He just want to be in that gang life.
I just don't understand. Like, I'm like, yo, all right, I get it if you wrote your own rhymes and you was rapping, but you still had to get the sound.
That nigga ain't write his own rhymes, though.
Bow Wow say he wrote his rhymes.
One of them albums T.I. wrote a couple songs for. One of them albums. You know what I mean? So, like, what are we talking about? He ain't write all his rhymes. He ain't write all his rhymes. But
I'm just
ain't nobody debating that, though, Bow Wow. Nobody, he just came out of the blue with this shit. This nigga need to get over that shit, man. Keep it moving, dog.
No, I just feel like it's just something to pop off. Like, Bow Wow just trying to get in there.
Yeah, he just needs some traction.
Because, bro. Like, honestly, I think it's hard from when you a kid rapper to be a rapper when you're older. Because you know what I'm saying? Yeah, because they don't understand. Like, you do go through changes. You do go through some shit. But motherfuckers, like, I don't believe your ass. Your ass is out here, like, you know, bounce with me. You know what I'm saying?
She was fire, though.
You was on, like, Mike. I don't want to hear it. You see what I'm saying? So,
like I said, I was just like,
I got some little flows, though.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't going to lie. Like, I didn't like him when he was a kid and all that shit. But at the same time, it's like, yo, bro, man, you got to understand that, yo. You wouldn't have, Yo, Snoop Dogg didn't push you over there for no reason. They didn't have the sound for you.
He was supposed to be with Death Row. He was supposed to be with Death Row Records. You heard him?
No, that's what I'm saying. But they didn't have the sound for you over there as a kid.
He was a thug.
So you gotta you can't say too much of JD didn't make you. Nah, he put his spin on you with his sound and know how to approach you and present you out here as a child. Versus some gangsta ass niggas that's smoking weed in your face and got guns laying around. I mean, that's what they say from what was going on in the past in the Death Row era. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I'm looking at this shit. Like, relax,
I just felt
nigga.
Like you was good. Think about it. If you would have signed with Death Row, you would have been in some shit. You wouldn't even hardly been as popular as you was now.
See, that's
so
what I'm
like,
saying. I don't think your career would have took off the way it did.
You worrying about the past. I think you should worry about now. Hmm. You talking about the past. I'm like, okay, that's over with now. Let's see what you're doing now. If you got good music, let's hear it. You ain't got to keep telling me about it. It's coming out. Never hear about it. Niggas on a jet.
Listen,
it's coming out. Never hear about it.
Moral of the story.
Now you're doing the verses.
Moral of the story. I forgot the moral.
Good weed.
Well, listen, hey, Bow Wow, I'm with you. I got to put the bottle down too, bro. I'm with you.
Oh, yeah, right. There we go. That's the moral.
Yeah, like, I got to put the bottle down, too.
Yo,
like, you know what I mean?
Moral of the story is don't drink and tweet, my nigga. You drinking.
Drink
and tweet. You know what I mean? Put the bottle, put the phone down when you drinking, bro. That's all. Keep it moving.
I thought when you drinking, that's the best time to tweet, though.
Nah,
you getting your
that.
Shit off, and you be like, yo,
yeah,
you know, I was drunk. You know what I mean? Don't, never mind that.
I got hacked.
Right. That's the famous one.
I got hacked.
Yeah.
I got hacked.
Boom.
So Lotto, Big Lotto. I didn't hear the album yet. 777. I ain't gonna lie. But I wanted to ask y'all because I seen her on Joe Budden podcast.
Okay.
And I respect her hustle and her grind. And she grew up coming from a hustling father. From what she said. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? I'm going over what she said.
I was just laughing because you're so serious.
No, I'm dead ass serious.
Yeah.
Fuck you. So.
She came from a hustling father.
Father.
Such a dumb ass.
That's not how I sound, Moses.
Just fuck
That's
with
not
you.
How I sound, Moses. I'm sick
you
of
do.
You. No, I don't. No,
yeah.
I don't.
You get tight.
Do you think that women that come from those type of fathers have a certain grind behind them? And when they get older? That's what I wanted to ask y'all.
You mean those type of fathers? I don't know. I don't know what type of father she had.
I just told you, a hustling father, nigga.
Well, yeah, I guess if their father is in their life and they passing the shit down to them, then yeah, she's going to have that. But not everybody is like that. Not everybody got fathers. Not everybody got hustling fathers. There's women out there that don't got hustling fathers that got hustle in them because they seen struggle, you know what I mean? They don't want to struggle no more, you know what I mean? Mm. Just like some men out there. They got some men out there that, or some people out there that don't have fathers in their lives, but, you know what I mean? They hustle their ass off, you know what I mean? Because they seen what their mother went through or whoever raised them or their grandparents or whatever. But they was in fucking foster homes or whatever.
Mm.
So, you know, it is what it is. But I think everybody need a father in their life at the end of the day. Feel me?
I get that point. But also like how, you know, the way she approached things or when she said when dudes try to come at her and like she blow them off. Did she? I'm like, damn. She picking up. Like she picked. She really learned some shit from her pops and shit.
Hold on.
You know what I mean?
Before you start on that,
like she learned the game. Girl. Like she learned the game and know how to move out here. Mm. Don't get scammed out here. Don't
but
be out
she's
here.
She's in a relationship, so why would
I like
she
that too? Though
off,
I like that about her too.
And that's the thing about these women. A lot of women artists out here, they talking that hot shit, but half of them niggas is in relationships. Got these young girls following them and they in relationships. It's kind of ridiculous, but that's on another subject. Go ahead, keep going.
Hold on. What I was going to say is it don't matter was the father or the mother.
Right.
Because it takes a village to raise a kid. So she seen something in the family and her father. You know what I'm saying? I feel like because she talk about her father. So apparently that's what she looked up. You know what I'm saying, too. But at the same time, she growed up. You know what I'm saying? You heard her say, like, she ain't no daddy's girl. So I think right there she was, like, looking at, you know, if people doing what they want and making money, I need to do that. And kept the hustle up. I like a hustle and I like a little flow, too. But I don't know. I'm just waiting for more of her. You know what I'm saying? I like that she's in a relationship. It's all business. And I understand. I like that she told about what's going on with the industry, like when niggas be trying to hit that, like, come on, let's do business. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, like, that's what, the art is not there for you to, like, knock it off. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of weird sometimes. I wouldn't even try to do that. Let's get this business. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
I really like to see this shit because I have a daughter growing up. So I'm watching my daughter and... Mm-hmm. When I look at somebody like her or when I look at somebody like somebody in my family, like Dave's sister Worm, you know what I mean? Growing up, doing her thing, being a businesswoman and all that. It's like, it came from something, like a hustle that was instilled in them somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's why I look at my daughter a certain way. I'm like, man, I can't wait to how she gonna grow up and what she done got for me or whatever. Of hustling or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I want to see what that turns into of as she grow up and shit, you know what I mean? Because women are different out here.
That's the thing, like, like you said, you want to see them grow and see what they do next. Like, Lotto got it next. Let's see what else she can do. You know what I'm saying? She's doing singing stuff. I think she's going to be doing a lot of stuff, probably being pop. So,
because you'll have a lot of women that don't, that grew up without their fathers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like Dave said, I mean, that turned them into, oh, they want to turn up and make sure it ain't like that for their kids as they get older and shit.
Yeah, I mean, some.
I think it depends on that person because a lot of times you can have the same situation with somebody else and they don't have that same motivation. It's not always the same. People be like, oh, I ain't no father, I can't do. Nah, you can do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah. Situation.
Stop using certain stuff as an excuse. That's what all people say.
For sure.
Like, I'm not saying people, when they tell their story, they're not doing that, but, like, don't keep talking about it.
Right. Okay.
Can't be the same week. If I'm going, like, with my niggas, I'm going through something, Dave would tell you, like, if I explain something, yeah, I'm roughed out. I'm not going to tell them the next day. And I'm fucked up. I'm like, God damn, I heard that yesterday, bro. Mm. No, I'm just saying, like, for real, like, it's lame shit. Why would you tell me this again? Like, I'm focused on the next
day. They probably didn't get it off the way they... felt like they needed to get it off the first time.
But this nigga is,
and it's on, and it's on their mind. Like, that shit is still on their mind, bro.
Listen, what I'm saying, as a friend, but I don't look at y'all as friends. I look at you as brothers, so it's different. But some niggas got friends; they don't have brothers and call sisters. So, what I'm saying in that person, you gotta look in that person. Like, stop being selfish because you having a good day. I'm taking away for your fucking good day from the same shit I'm fucking talking about when it's really my fault. Whatever situation I'm going through is still my fault. But if I explain it to you, I shouldn't have to explain it to you again. You already told me what to do. You know what I'm saying? You're my true, if you're my true friend, you already told me what to do. Handle it. That's it.
Get it? I'm with you on that, bro.
Yeah. Yeah.
So how they gonna cancel the Maury show, man?
What happened?
They canceled the Maury show.
Maury had a good run, man.
The Maury show is gone. Run. They canceling it. It says no longer. It hurts me. I grew up on that show.
You can't do too many shows. You can't keep doing too many shows of the same stuff, man.
Tremaine, he was the only one getting shit off of finding fucking fathers. And he letting niggas know that, yo, you ain't got to pay child support.
I'd rather watch Cheaters.
We ain't talking about Cheaters right now. We talking about Maury, bro.
But I do fuck Maury, but at the same time, it just, now you can look at the classics. It don't need to be no more, bro. They can find out shit about themselves. So he probably think about something else with his life. He got other shit to do.
Nah, man. The way Mari was setting niggas up when he said, "You are not the fuck." Like, you know what I'm saying? Niggas over there shivering a little bit, shaking, like, oh, Lord, is he
We know.
Say
and
it?
She
like,
ran back all the way back from the stage just to cry.
And ran to the back.
Yeah, Mari raised a lot of us when we was skipping school or sick and shit. You know what I mean? She came on at like 10 o'clock.
11.
11. 11.
Nigga hit with that show either.
So Mari definitely raised a lot of us. You know what I mean? And I think Mari had a good run.
Yeah.
He had a great run.
You know I mean, he served as entertainment. I think they shot it like in Connecticut. That wasn't too far from where I grew up at. It was maybe like 30 minutes. I never went. I wish I could have.
Okay.
But. You know what I mean? It was good times, man. Shout out to Mari. Mari old, you know what I mean? He you know he filthy rich.
That's what I'm saying.
His wife is rich. You know what I mean? So you know,
I'm just like, yo, Mari, how you had a show like this and it's like, yo, you ain't got a kid that can keep this shit going? Like, you know what I mean? You'd have found all these fathers and all these not fathers.
The one thing,
you not a father that can keep this shit going for us?
Nah, his kids don't want no parts of that.
Hold on. The thing was, with Mari's show, it was finding out who was the baby daddy and who was a man or woman.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only thing.
I forgot about that one.
You ain't forgot about shit. Because if you watching Murray, you seen that. Shut the fuck up. Yeah, see, y'all sound
classic,
ignorant when y'all say
episode.
Shit. I don't remember you on watching fucking Mari. It's every time. Either it was that or who's a man or woman. Fuck out of here. Your ass was fucking up. That's why. I don't remember that.
Up.
Yeah. That's a
we
woman.
Fucked up on that shit.
It's your man.
Right. That shit was nuts. It was nuts.
Fuck the niggas.
Can you imagine if they do it now? They have some competition out there now.
I think it's too many laws for it now.
Yeah, nah, it'd be
too many cancellations and shit now about like,
it'd
you
be,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't get into it, you know what I'm saying, like that now.
Yeah, that's shaming right now.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Really.
They wouldn't like that.
You can't make jokes about that shit.
No, because they won't joking on it. They won't. On the Murray show, when they was doing the man and woman, they won't kill them like that.
I thought Jerry Springer was doing it, yo, if he was a...
Jerry Springer was doing everything
Jerry's
else
doing everything.
Mori wasn't doing.
Showing titties. And...
I seen a motherfucker have a throw up fetish on there. Nigga was throwing up on a bitch.
Yeah.
Threw up on a bitch on stage. Sick moves. It was.
Seen the strippers.
I think he might have ate like some blue food coloring, a green food coloring. That nigga
what, just to throw up?
Yeah, because the show that was throw up, because they didn't really show him throw up, but they cut the camera and then cut back when the bitch was all covered up.
Another reason why I fuck with Mari, because I was like, I felt like that was the only show I felt like was real. Like, Jerry Springer won't real like that.
Right. I get you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, what's some of them other shows? Ricky Lake won't real like that.
They had some true shit on Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake was fire.
Ricky Lake? I don't think it was real like that, though.
Ricky Lake was fire.
Nigga, Jeopardy ain't real like that. Fuck it.
What was the lady with the short hair? Jeopardy is real.
What was the lady with
Wheel of Fortune. That shit ain't real.
Was the lady with the short hair.
You just ain't smart
commercials.
Enough.
You just ain't.
Real talk.
No, that's what I respect about Mari, man.
Wheel of Fortune. You know what I'm saying?
That's my shit, though. I like all these shows.
Family Feud still popping.
Family Feud, definitely still popping.
Shout out to Mari, man.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Mari, man. Yeah. I hope one of your kids.
The rerun's going to be popping, though. Ain't don't even worry about it.
That's the thing. Like, the rerun's going to keep on going.
It's going to be You Ain't the Father to the different to the last day of time, nigga.
Just watch Steve-O.
Until we get nuked, nigga.
Just watch Steve-O. That's all you got now.
Just watch Steve-O.
You not going to tell me you didn't want her at the apartment. Stupid, Joe. You stupid. Shut your big ass up.
Yo, I wanted to ask y'all, did y'all know that they make like Bluetooth vibrators, like toys?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you can control it?
Yes.
What are you talking about? Like, let me make sure.
Like, let's say you and your girl, y'all go somewhere. I mean, like, you're somewhere.
Yeah.
She's somewhere. And then you can make a vibrating.
You just now learning this.
On the app?
Yes. You just now learning this.
I was talking to a homie the other day.
I thought you was the freak king.
No.
Huh? Yeah, I thought you was the freak king.
I am not the freak king. I was talking to a homie the other day because he goes out of town like every 3 weeks. So with him and his wife and shit, it's like, I'm like, yo, you don't be nervous. She might want to cheat on you, blah, blah, with the way you be moving.
That's real insecure, my brother.
I mean, shit happens, is all I'm saying. Shit happens.
Very insecure, my
brother. And he explained to me.
I'll let you know that.
He explained to me.
You need to figure that out next time you get into the relationship mode.
Whenever that is.
Yeah, figure that out. It's very insecure.
Whenever that is.
It's a method.
Maybe I'm scarred. Maybe I'm scarred from some shit. You know what I mean?
Listen, I'm going to tell you now. This ain't Oprah. You say that shit. Let's move on.
I thought this was Dave B. I thought it was Dirty Water Dave B.
Let's move on.
Nigga, tell me I'm scarred.
I was just saying, I never knew that they made that type of shit.
Yeah, it's fire, man. Yeah.
Shit's real out here. Y'all getting it in, man. I'm about to figure some things
use
out.
Use the
eventually.
Phone and shit.
Yeah, it's an app.
You gonna use it on yourself, man?
Oh my God, Jesus.
You just can't wait.
I didn't know
you just can't wait. Nigga delivering shit. Why the Uber driver yelling?
Have y'all used it before?
You want a chicken nugget?
Y'all be fucking with women every now and then? Like, I'm assuming.
I'm not in a relationship, so I wouldn't be carrying somebody's Bluetooth wand in my pocket.
You gotta be in a relationship. You ain't got that one on, like, you know, I got time for this.
I got what you want.
You're not there all the time, though, Moses.
Knock it down. I don't need, first of all, no. If we're in a relationship, yeah. I'm not in none.
I'm not in none.
Don't make no sense.
I wish I was fly enough to have a couple wands just in the, you know what I mean, in the tuck. But I ain't that fly.
That's just too much work. I be done fucked it up because it be all on one and I got to push the button and I be fucking up there at work. What you doing? Shut up, bitch. I didn't know. You said 7 o'clock. I was trying to give you what you want to work in.
Oh, my God, man.
You be impressed the wrong shit.
I can't even lie. I'm really sad that no music came out that I really actually like this week. Honestly,
what happened?
I said no actual music really came out this week.
Thank
God,
because everything is hot.
Besides Lotto, I'm gonna listen to that. I haven't listened to it yet, but other than that, I'm not.
It's gonna be hot to you.
I'm sure. I think I'm gonna like it. I like some of her past shit, especially that shit with Gucci. That's my shit.
You like the very freaky girls?
That's my shit.
You is a freaky.
That shit is. That shit's not hard. Come on, bro. That shit not hard.
Yeah, she go hard. Okay. Freaky girls. I feel you.
All right, whatever.
I'm not trying to clown you right now. I'm just saying it's a good song. For real. All
right, man.
He's a freaky man.
He's a freaky.
He's a freaky girl.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what he waits to a freaky girl, especially when Gucci Man had you afraid a very freaky girl. You won't thump
fire.
In that.
No, I was. Fire.
Yeah, that was popping.
Fire.
Right
then. Yeah. Fire.
So when the girl came and did it, it just made you throw your hands up again.
No. I don't throw my hands up when I
arch your back.
What's next, man?
Rest in peace to the 14-year-old boy that died from that new ride down there in Florida at the amusement park. It's one of them free falls.
What the? What happened?
And he fell, bro. Like,
it's sadly. It's like, sad, man.
And I wanted to ask y'all, are y'all into roller coasters, amusement parks, like those rides? Are y'all into that?
First of all.
Because today, I ain't going to lie. Man, I don't fuck with that type of shit.
I was young when I did a roller coaster. And that's the last time I do a roller coaster. I'm good. I already did it. I don't need to do it again. It ain't something I want to see. Because Final Destination fucked me up. It fucked me up. I was like, fuck a roller coaster.
Yeah, nah, I ain't really with roller coasters. I mean, I will get on there if I'm at amusement park with a shorty.
Maybe tell my getting on the little.
She gonna make you get on the roller coaster?
Just one little roller coaster. We'll do
the
one or two.
Roller coaster.
One or two, but that's not really my thing.
You're not doing no loops?
I'm not really the adrenaline.
You ain't gonna do the loops?
Yeah, nah,
that shit that, fuck up my stomach. It was tight the whole time.
That's
because
you drink too much dirty water, though.
Nah,
you gotta.
That's what I'm
up.
Saying. I'm good.
Mm. Yo, I hate this shit because I'm not into the roller coasters. Even as a kid, I wasn't into the shit. But my son is. He likes those free fall drops and roller coasters and all. He loves that shit. Like, I mean, I be having good. To do it with him, and I'm like, my nigga.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's that's good. Like, he's showing you, saying don't be fear of it, and you do it just because of him. So, he challenging your fears, but.
Y'all don't like that shit.
I would do it, too, but it's saying I do not like to do it. You know what I'm saying? But it fucks me up. I ain't gonna lie. I don't want to do none of that shit. We can go to the eat out. We can eat out. You know what I'm saying?
Keep going. Hand me that white cord, girl.
What?
The white cord for the children. Yeah, hear me now.
You idiot.
In your headphones.
I'm slow.
All right, keep going.
I'm smoking.
What are you talking about? Unplug
it for me, guys. Unplug it for me.
Yeah, you idiot.
That's stupid.
You gotta watch this porn.
Yeah, why? Like, what is wrong with him? He's about to get on air and watch porn.
Yeah.
Dave is different.
He paid for it. When you got to watch it live, you got to watch it live. It don't give a fuck about
that shit is crazy.
What we doing. You got to watch this shit.
Shout out to URL any given Sunday.
Mm. It was FaceTime.
Like, I want to say again, fuck cancer. And shout out to Duke, man. Shout out to Duke. We're in the final four. What's
he
up,
Duke?
He's talking about Duke.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying, Dave?
Yeah,
you're not into this.
Y'all won last night, right?
We won last night. We're in the final four.
Carolina
is playing right now as we record this right now.
I
really hope Carolina wins this game because I want to see who the fuck is going to bet. Because you niggas be scared.
FanDuel going to be on fire if they win.
You niggas be scared so to fucking bet, man. So
that's how
like you. You be scared, Moses.
Talk to him.
Niggas be scared to fucking bet. So listen, I want Carolina to win this game. So next Saturday, it can be Duke and Carolina again, the third. You know what I'm saying? And I want to see who's going to bet out here. And this is a shot of Everclear I got right here in my Duke shot glass.
First of all, let's be clear. Y'all got something to prove because y'all done lost on your boy last game.
That's a fact.
Looking like
we beat him the first game in the season.
But I'm saying,
though,
you lost when it count.
Third, though, Dave is one. And this is what. And this is way
more
important.
You lost when it count is what I'm saying.
No, this counts, too, because we going to the championship, baby.
No, my nigga. When your boy was on his way out, y'all lost. That's when it counted. You left my nigga.
And it was very unacceptable. It was very unacceptable.
He cried in the car. That nigga cried in the car. What's his coach name?
Coach K.
That nigga cried in the car.
Coach K, baby. So let me take my shot at Everclear for Duke last night winning.
There
you know what I mean? We in the final four. I hope to see Carolina out this bitch. Because I'm betting. I'm taking all bets. I mean, they got to be like, you know, $10, $15, $20 max. $20 max.
Cheap,
I'm broke out here. What
cut
you want me to
shit,
do?
Cut
I'm
the
broke.
Shit, dog.
One thing about the Everclear, man, that shit burn your soul, man.
Yeah. You got in the shit in 2 minutes.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ. One thing about that fucking Everclear.
My ass.
That's disgusting. You niggas.
My ass hurt.
That's a fact.
Look at you. You see how you moving? When niggas stop moving like this, y'all, his ass hurt. Like, he got shit.
Bring the Mari show back, man.
No.
I feel like Moses got some kids out here somewhere.
Nah, you
bring
got
that shit back out. Get this nigga. Yo, I'm getting the fuck out of here. You got some topics before we get out of here, bro?
Yeah, man.
Uh-oh. You said yeah, man. What's up? What you?
This nigga stupid. Yeah.
Hello.
No. I ain't got shit.
Well, you ain't shit. Neither one of y'all, man. Episode 129. Shout out to everybody that really do fuck with us and watch us on motherfucking YouTube. Subscribe to this shit. Leave comments. Let us know how we doing. Hopefully we not trash. I feel like we not. Moses don't feel like we are. Dave don't. And, you know, keep fucking with us, man. You can catch us on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast. On Instagram is dirty_water_podcast. My Instagram is dirty water lex. Dave, what's your shit?
Dirty Water Dave B.
Moses, what's your shit on Instagram, bro?
Dirty Water Moses.
And we out this bitch. We appreciate everybody listening to us, man. 2-6 and...
Hold up.
914.